All right, so we're here in Torrey, Utah, and heading doing some interviews, and today we're going to do an interview about money. All right, and who do we have? Let them know who you are.
I'm KJ Thomas from Rush Valley, Utah, if you have any idea where that's at. And
where is Rush Valley, Utah?
It's about 40 miles south of Salt Lake.
All right, and so... how old are you? What do you do there?
I'm 14, and I move pipe on hay fields, and okay. I get paid about $5 an hour.
All right. And do you like Utah? I mean,
what? I'd move. I'm going to move when I can out to California for surfing and stuff like that.
Okay. So you like to surf then?
Yeah.
All right. But you don't get much water here in Utah?
No, there's not enough to go surfing, but there's a pond in our field that we go swimming in a lot.
All right, so where did you learn to surf?
Sister taught me. My sister used to live out there. Then she moved to Italy.
Okay, nice. And you haven't been to Italy to surf?
Nope.
Oh, man, some beautiful stuff out there.
I want to go to Italy. I've never been.
Okay, well, there you go. So thanks for interviewing with us. And let's get down to work then, all right? The first question we have for you is, when you hear the word money, or when you're about to use the word money and you're talking to people, what does money mean to you, right? And or how do you define it?
Scraps of paper, so the government can control us trying to get it.
What do you mean by the government control is trying to get it?
Because that's how we're using it to get our stuff. That's how the government wants it to be. He wants us working so we can get it to keep their country running.
Okay. So you say scraps of paper. So are you? What do you?
They're not really valued.
Okay.
To me.
All right. So what? Why? I mean, what would value look like then if that you're saying they don't have? Right. What would the value look like if that they don't have that you're saying they don't have?
I don't think you get it unless it's because I value stuff like love and peace and stuff like that.
Okay, so you're saying it's a scrap of paper because you don't value it.
Yeah. And then other people might, but that's up to them.
All right. So, okay, so that's it sounds like you're saying that that money is, the way you define it, it's something that's used by the government to make us get things or for us to get things, but it doesn't have value to you. And that's what makes it money. If it did have value to you, it wouldn't be money.
Exactly.
Okay. So all right, that's good. That answers the question. All right. So then the next question is, is this money as you defined it, you know, these scraps of paper that people use or whatever to get what the government wants them to get or whatever, is that needed in the society?
I mean, it's needed to keep order, because you're not going to go around like what they used to do and trade things. Like, you're not going to go around getting a chicken for your groceries or something.
Okay. So you're saying that people need those scraps of paper to get things, because people aren't going to go around trading things. But
yeah.
What do you do? Where are you from? I mean, talk about where you're from and where she goes.
Well, where I'm from, there's no stores around for at least 20 miles.
Okay.
So we have to drive all the way just to get stuff, you know.
So you guys only get stuff from stores? I thought you talked to me.
And we have farming. Like, we have our own field. Like, it's not really a field. It's more just a little garden.
Mm-hmm.
And we get salad, corn, and stuff like that from it.
From your own
garden, yeah.
But you guys
grown it our own.
So you guys don't get other stuff that you don't have from other farmers, and then give them stuff you do have.
Nope.
Oh wow. So you actually don't in the farming industry in where you're from. They don't do much trading.
Yeah. Well, some people do, but we don't really get into that much.
Okay. So. Why do you think you don't get into that? Why would you? So you're actually saying that you guys do use the scraps of paper more than the actual trading. Why do you think that's?
I would say because we can't really, we don't know who to trade with, and we don't have things to trade.
Because of you're being so far from each other, or you don't know the people in your community, or what?
No, we know all the people. We just don't have the stuff to trade them. that they would want or anything, because we have a little farm. We have one horse,
mm-hmm.
some chickens, and three dogs and a cat.
Okay, so you're saying that you don't have what you have on the farm is not a lot, so people wouldn't want what you have on the farm.
Yeah.
All right. But if people wanted, if you had a bigger farm with a lot of stuff, people might want more of that.
Yeah, and then we might trade through.
Okay, so just going back to what the question was, so you're saying money is needed, these scraps of paper is needed to go to the store like you guys do, because when you don't have any resources, that it's different than money to actually trade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you had the resources, would the money be needed still?
It would be needed, but not as much, because we could trade for more animals, maybe,
mm-hmm.
you could say, and then you could trade more, and then you wouldn't have to go all the way.
Right, so the more you trade, you're saying the less it would be needed.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like you're saying. So the next question then is, currency. You heard that word before.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you use that word, how do you define that word, and what does that mean to you?
I guess it'd just be a way to get things.
Okay.
Money.
So currency is anything, way to get something, any kind of way to get something? Okay. Mm-hmm. So then is money the same thing as currency, or is currency different than money? Because, you know, you said that money is little scraps of paper that we use to get things that the government wants us to get.
Yeah.
So is there a difference between currency and money?
I guess it'd be the exact same, just different kinds.
Different kinds. Okay. So what are different kinds of currency?
Like, I would say yen in Japan or wherever. That's,
okay.
And then pounds.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
All right. So different kind of money or scraps of paper, depending upon different places where you are, according to what you said before. All right. So it's the same. You're saying it's the same thing across different cultures, and that currency is the overall.
And then it's valued a little more than it should be, because it's just there's scraps of paper that you can get more mm-hmm. currency when you can, but you can't get more, let's say, human than this. Like
what do you mean? So if it,
because you can't
a resource like human labor. You're saying you can't get more of that, but you can.
No, you can't replace one life after it's left, because that's special.
Okay.
And then money, it doesn't have a personality, per se.
Ah, okay, so I see what you're saying. So currency is scraps of paper that don't have personality, but like other resources, like human labor or whatever, has personality. So you mm-hmm. can't replace other resources, but you can replace the scraps of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, just wondering, I mean, because you talked about a little bit about value. I heard you say something about value. You know, the one that's replaceable, what kind of value would you put into it?
I guess, to me, I don't think I have enough value for it.
For the what?
For the scraps of paper, for the currency.
Scraps of paper, right.
Because I wouldn't really care if I had it or I didn't, as long as I was getting what I needed.
But what about the other, like you said, the human, like...
The human,
life.
it's I value that a lot. I value life a mm-hmm. lot.
Okay. So, but human labor is not currency, you're saying? It's not currency? Or it is? Which
it's
one?
Not currency.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to find out, to be sure what you're saying. Okay. All right. So clearly, according to what you're saying, currency is the same as money, and it's the scraps of paper kind of mm-hmm. that can be repeatedly made while... human like labor or whatever is not the same. Okay. All right. So there's been a lot of talk. Have you listened or heard any about alternative currencies? You know,
I haven't heard that yet.
Okay. So many people are talking about using instead of say dollars. You know, those pieces of paper that you talk about, actually using other things to get things or to switch with people when they need them, other resources that people need them. So, going back to currencies that are backed with something, right? You know, that you can say, you know, like 17 trees equals this or whatever.
Yeah.
You get 17 trees. And You know, what do you think about that compared to what, you know, the currency?
Because you could trade things that you have a whole lot of and get what you don't have a lot of. I guess, yeah, that would be better.
Be better? Okay, sweet. So, because, why would it be better?
Because if you don't have, because if you're running low on some milk, I guess, and you have a lot of flour, you can trade the flour for someone that has a lot of milk and get.
Okay. So, are you saying that the currency, the alternative currency would have to allow for people to be able to decide what they, you know, people decide what would be tradable for the currency?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what do you think about, I mean, can you talk more about that? The people deciding what's traded for the currency? Because according to your point about the money, that's not decided by the people, right? That's, you said the government says...
The government decides what it is.
Yeah, yeah. So you want to talk about the difference between those two a little bit?
Well, what you think? That's what I was saying. Like, if you could just get more of what you need by trading what you don't need.
Okay. So how is that different than the government saying that this is what you get for it versus, like, say, I say this is what you get for it, you know? Versus the government says this is what you get for it. I mean,
because when the government says this is what you get for it, you don't need these scraps of paper as much as you do the other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get the scraps of paper and buy it, then you're just getting more junk, per se.
Okay.
Like, because like you have all this money, and then you're selling it off, and then you don't. If you went the other way, you wouldn't have to have this paper, money.
So
you didn't have to go that way.
You're saying that when you're dealing with somebody like me telling you what you get, you're actually getting something of value, it sounds like what you're saying, versus the government tells you get this and you're just getting either more paper or you're getting something else that's not necessarily what you really want.
Yeah.
So we switched a little bit of angle so that the sun's out of your face, right? So, all right, so let's keep going. So the next question we have is, do you feel that money as currency, you know, because you said they were together, has been beneficial or detrimental to the society we live in?
Both.
Well, okay. So explain. What do you mean?
I guess it could be benefit because then you wouldn't have so much of this one stuff.
Uh-huh.
Then you wouldn't have to keep trading. And you could go get it when you need it. And then you wouldn't have all stocks of a different kind unless you wanted it.
Okay. So you're saying, by having this thing called money that we can use to go and get stuff, these little scraps of paper, we can regulate what stuff we need and what stuff we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we have a bunch or we don't have a bunch.
And then it could be bad because people can go crazy and they will want it enough that they'll kill for it.
Mm, okay. So you're saying, it sounds like you're saying it's detrimental because it creates something like greed. Mm-hmm. It sounds like what you just said, like, because people will kill for it or crime. All right, so do you think you're saying then without money that it wouldn't be very much crime or people wouldn't get to points?
There'd still be crime because there's always going to be crime unless we actually, I'm guessing there's always going to be crime.
Okay, how? Like if you've got cows that I want, I'm going to...
Yeah, you're going to take them if you can't exactly... Well, it depends on your personality, like who you are.
Uh-huh.
If, like... Maybe some people are doing it for the thrill.
Okay. All right, so you're saying it depends on people who we are. So
yeah.
And going back to your point about if we didn't have money, people would still go and grab things based on their personality. But, but you also said that with money, it creates this thing where we might want something so much that we want to kill. So, you know, Would you say that'd still be the same together? I mean, there'd be still the same amount of...
I think there might be less crime.
Okay.
But not very much less. Because if there wasn't money, there wouldn't be, like, per se, greed. There'd still be greed.
Okay.
There wouldn't be as much, so there'd be less...
It would be... Yeah. Okay, so... Yeah, that sounds good. You're saying it wouldn't be as much... Because we wouldn't have money to be greedy after, is that what you're saying? Or, but we would have like cows and stuff to be greedy after.
And, yeah, we'd still have something to be greedy, but it wouldn't be as valued.
Okay. All right. If we were talking about something else, we'd go more into the greedy thing, but we're not. All right. Cool. All right. So that's good. So then the last question before we finish up is, so do you think it's possible for our society to kind of continue? It can continue on, right? If we were to get rid of money as the currency,
it could continue on.
Okay. Well, how would you see that happening? What would we look like?
We look like back like what it used to be.
What do you mean?
When it didn't have money, like in foreign countries, they don't have currency; they have trades.
Okay. Yeah. So if we got rid of money, you're saying we would be trading more? Like, mm-hmm. Okay. So in you know, but people would have been used to, like, so this is like tomorrow. If we said tomorrow you can't use money anymore,
yeah, people wouldn't. They would be in shock. They wouldn't. They'd have to get used to it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think people would get used to it?
Eventually.
Okay. So what might happen until the point we get used to it? I mean, do you think?
Chaos, probably.
Why? Why?
Because people wouldn't know what to do. They wouldn't know how to get it. They mm-hmm. wouldn't know how to get what they need.
Okay. So you think that people wouldn't know how to get what they need. But you also said earlier that people do, Debbie, without, when we don't use money, we also trade, right, with other things. So, I mean, are you really saying they wouldn't know how, or they wouldn't
think about it? They wouldn't probably think about getting trading because they'd be in shock. And then after a while, they'd probably start to trade.
Okay.
They'd ask people if they could borrow.
Okay. So it'd be an initial, you're saying it'd be an initial, like, a time of shock and people would be freaking out or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, that sounds believable. All right. So that's it. And we just have one thing else that we always ask people who we interview. You know, you are a citizen of this country and of this world, right? And we're talking about something that everybody uses, right? No matter where we are in the world. So, you know, this is your chance to kind of look into the camera and talk to the people who are going to be seeing your video, because they're going to see your video and have the potential all over the world to see it. You know, what do you want to tell people about money and currency and, you know, either, you know, the people who are, you know, using it or the people who are making it or whatever? What do you want to say? So look in the camera and say whatever
they're,
you want to say.
They're scraps of paper and they're not worth as much as life. That's what I got.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you very much.